Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it
will. Hello, okay, and you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am Mozart, cosmic philosopher. You are well? I am. I think as almost as good as I would like to be. So. It's good to be alive and well and able to be thankful for life, because life is not something we are always going to have. So it's good to now recognize the gift of life. Don't take it for granted. I think the church has destroyed the ability of civilized people. Whereas there is into the world in an identifiable way. We who are living today must be counted system of civilization. Now, most of the world do not have a sense of what civilization is. When I say that, I mean, look at microscopics or even some more developed creatures like the lizards, or like a crocodile. Those things do not react to civilized way of life. Do they? I don't know of that. What I am talking about is the identification of when civilization came about, where we have human beings expressing civilized thoughts. That's what I am talking about. When did that begin to happen? And did the white people begin their life with civilization? This is the kind of a problem that I'm trying to point out, that life began, or civilized life began, at a certain time, a certain date. Do we know it? Now, the fact that it exists and identifiable, right as we are here today, and we are not living by that knowledge at all, it means something needs to happen, because the birds not going to make any changes with the way they live. Can't say that for civilized people, because civilized people will never be able to live like lower animals. Civilized people must live, or otherwise they are spoiled. And what is happening now is reason why these white people put up the churches. They know that they have spoiled the existence of civilization. White people know that. And why are the African hybrid people going along with the system? They're going on with the system because something happened that prevents us from living accordingly to our nature and what creates the human nature is sex. The blood that makes up human, civilized human being is different from the blood that makes up monkeys. Okay? So the hominid species is the species of the monkeys. So whenever it's like you see European people, they are pretending because they look like humans and talk like humans and breeding like humans, like they are real human, but they're not. European white people are not human beings, but because of something that they did 100,000 years ago brought them into a situation that caused them to look like human being, to talk like human being, and to do a lot of things like human being, that it is stunning and very far-fetched for many of us today to understand what has taken place, why we are being chopped into pieces and extinct by them, by the European. And therefore, why are we just going along with what they do? There were no Christmas and Easter. But now there is Christmas and Easter. What caused that? Well, there was a time when civilization came about. That today, we don't know nothing about that. But listen, when that time of civilization came about, I'm going to read it to you. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's, don't say monkeys. Okay, my friend, I see you. Welcome aboard. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. Because it is, I grow up in the church, so I know how hard it is to figure out the difference between the indigenous and anatomic human beings. It is difficult for us today who are drawn into the church belief. It is hard for us to identify white people as the species called hominid primates. It is hard for us to understand, even though it shouldn't be hard for us to understand. But because something went wrong. And what went wrong, why we are now victims of white people Christianity, it is because of their monkey blood. You know, anybody can come on up and object to what I'm saying. Come right on. 347-850-1358. You know, if we are having this kind of turmoil in the world, and you don't have people who are opposed to what I'm saying, why is it then the customary habit that people have to, like, if you're talking foolishness, we have got to set you straight. Okay? Now, I grew up into the foolishness, and when I began to read and look at the real world in history, world history, record of the past, in all the different phases that we have, the source of history to tell us what happened in the world. We won't be able to tell what happened in the world when our brain is gone, man. And why our brain is gone, when we know 200,000 years ago, that was when human civilization came about. But was civilization on the earth before that? Of course. And that is what we need to know. When civilization came on earth, we know that life essentially began in Africa. Both the hominid primates' life began in Africa too, but it was the first hominid life that began in Africa. It was the second form of life that came on the planet, the hominid, the first form of life, or the microcosms. And the microcosm that came about first went for like billions of years before a wink of anything else came. So the microcosm came first, then the hominid, the monkeys, right? And the monkeys went on for at least a few million years, like maybe 4 million years. And they been in Africa, developing to Africa as hominids, primates, and subgroups, Homo erectus. Look, there was no human being around then. That's what we must understand. And as long as we don't understand that, we are not going to go forward with any kind of sound civilization. We can't. We have to go from way back there and trace reality. So where were we? Were we created by the Christian Bible God? No. Nothing exists like that. Nothing at all ever exists like human being back then, when the primates, the apes, different form of apes, came about. There was no human being, and there was no other form of life that developed until the Elohim gods came to earth to mine gold and whatever else they were going to do. So we who look back at life today, we cannot understand life unless we follow the history. Only the history is going to make us understand, whether for good or for bad. That's where we have to go. Otherwise, we are nothing but spoils. Now, as long as we come to a maturity, we come to maturity when we were created. We are able to read and understand that. Speak for me. When I began to read and realize that I'm actually reading something that is telling me what actually took place in life long before I came about. So now, if we don't understand what happened in the beginning of things, there is no chance that we are going to resolve the crisis of civilization. When civilization came about and how things began to function since civilization came. All right, isn't it easy to divide civilization that came just the other day and these other creatures that came about, those that were first, right, and those second, and how long did it take for the third life form to exist? We need to know that, because whatever creatures have done that worth noting, we won't be able to make any sense unless we get the chronological order in which the microscopic came about after water receded a certain dimension. We have dry land. We must know specifically what happened by the record that is given to us. Otherwise, no dice. And therefore, it's the reason why I am, the reason why I am talking. Be wise as a serpent. be wise as a serpent, all right? And, you know, when we talk about the wise serpent, what are we talking about? I know about wise as a serpent because of the Bible. I don't know if serpent otherwise. And the idea about a serpent, a talking serpent, I don't know of any talking serpent that does the kind of action or manifestation that the Bible tells us about. That is not making any sense to me. And it's a part of the crisis that we are going through because we don't follow the first manifestation of life form. We have not been able to sort that out. And the reason why we are not able to sort that out is not because that knowledge don't exist. The knowledge exists because the third human life form is the 250,000 years ago species, human species, and it is that human species the Elohim God used to mix with their blood to create human being 200,000 years ago. There is nothing else to affirm that civilized life exists. Nothing. And we are talking all kinds of things that will never resolve clarity of life forms, unless we realize that we must go to the origin where the history tells us about it. So when that does not happen, we who have the historic record to tell us, we now find that for a time we did know, for 100,000 years ago, 200,000 years ago. 200,000 years ago is the time when the history tells us that the gods wanting help for labor decided that they're going to use a certain species to create human. There was no human before, and who uttered the word human first? It's the gods that create us. And something happened. 100,000 years, something happened. And the happening occurred in this way, that the World History Textbook tells that evidence exists right in this World History Textbook that shows some of the African hybrid people, indigenous people, leave Africa, go outside of Africa to settle. And that is from Africa, come right up west in the Western Hemisphere. That's what happened. Well, nothing reported wrong with the Africans, Indian, Chinese, and whatever other group that were created as indigenous and ethnic group people. Nothing was wrong. There is no report that we were, there is some report about Cain and Abel, right? But apart from that, I haven't heard of anything else. We had any problem, mental problem or nothing like that, or that we like to fight, and I don't read anything like that, or that we are whether we were like homosexuals. None of that. None of that in the history. Now, you will hear people today talking all kind of nonsense about, like, because the people are not talking about intelligent life like it's in history. No, because the Bible is written to block our and confuse us, so we don't pay no attention. It's really life as it is outlined in the history, so that we have laws, government, we have government laws that today nobody make mention of. Kingship government came from above, and we are given the human civilized understanding because of the blood of the gods that they use to create us. But today we don't know nothing about that, because there is something that happened where these European hominids, they have monkey disease. It doesn't bother them, but it bothers us. And look, they kill off the Neanderthals with their bad blood, right? They interbreed them, and then they look like human, and then they destroy them, right? Now, the Neanderthal was not exactly like the human that speak tongues, speak language. The Neanderthal was not like that. What I read that they never spoke a language, but they were very good looking human specimens. All right. Now, it is the crossbreeding of our blood with these hominids that bring forth the Neanderthals look like human creatures. So that when we were created and was 100,000 years, we were leaving Africa, some of us, and that was when these sodomites came and infect us with their disease. That was the first time. There is a record that tells us that something went wrong with us, and that from these primates, they were able to roam around and do things. Yeah, because you see monkey out there, you can see how they are. And what we find is they inoculate our people with their bad blood. And all the disease them that we know today, it come from them and not us. It's not us. So it went on that they travel on to the Western Hemisphere, didn't know that they are infected. And until today, we have lost so much of our brain power that the amount of things that we knew, we no longer know them. And after many hundreds of years or thousands of years, We are in the Western Hemisphere. And today, when we read in the Roman Catholic Christian Bible about Caesar Augustus in Palestine, we don't ask any question about what were they doing there? How did they evolve? Where they come from? We don't hear nothing about that. We are only reading in the Bible these stories of people who are on the scene of the crime. And we don't have enough sense to question where they come from and what happened. But it is clear to me. I began to read. I'm in the church from a young boy, about 8, 7, and after thinking and developing sense of what I read, it is clear to me of what happened. And everything fit together when I say it, and it's up to anybody who wants to, let's say, unravel what I say, the things in the Bible and in history itself, you know, to make me wrong. You got to make me wrong in order to make me wrong. So what I have found is that we as African people have lost very important sensory ability. We have lost that. We hardly any of us know what kingship is. Or if you talk about the Elohim, well, you read some of that in the Bible. However, the Bible has twisted our head about the difference between God and the Elohim. So they will write in the Bible that the God said, "Let us make man in our image and likeness," but notice that following that, when you read about God and God said, "Let us," that plural term is something that they turn around and totally throw it out. You read other things and don't realize that they are weeding out the meaning of us. They ain't going to tell you nothing more about what "let us make man" meant. They don't talk no more about that because they intend to say something out of context with God. God that in real Hebrew is plural. And the Christian church don't have anything to do with the gods, the Elohim. They don't have nothing to do with that. They come with monotheism. And of course, they have written in their books and tell that 4,000 years ago, they have been using the falsehood of Abraham and God because there is no truth at all about Abraham calling to Abraham from the cloud. Abraham is on the ground and God is in the cloud calling out to him and talk many things and tell him a lot of, give him a lot of promise and stuff like that. Now, if there was anything true about God speaking to Abraham and make promise to Abraham and that's the power on the earth, if that were true, Rago, who wrote, how could these people of God in Palestine or Israel, they call it. How could they, the people of God, being chased out of the place, the land of promise and everything, like the promised land, they call it the promised land, how could they be chased out by these sodomite homosexuals? How could they? It could never happen. But why is it that you don't see anybody raise the argument like I am? Well, look how many years I never thought anything about. But I remember, though, the many teaching, preaching that I was taught these things to be true. European never existed till after they get our blood and begin to talk. That's right. So you think it's difficult for us to chase out these white people? It's as easy as, you know, much easier than we think. It is simply because something is wrong with our brain. And doesn't matter how well you can read, once you are infected with what we rightly are to say, believe syndrome. We have believe syndrome. And these folks got us, King, on a different frequency that don't link us with our own civilization. We don't know our own civilization. Because even if somebody tell the other one that, you know, this something is wrong here, right? I mean, all these promises of God is written and to his children, and then 2,000 years ago, indigenous people who came from Africa and settled down, not in Europe. We don't go into Europe. We spread out into different lands. We spread out in different lands. Right? Yes, we spread out in different lands. When we begin to read about Europeans, a whole bunch of thousands of years went by. There was no European in Palestine. So how did they get into Palestine? From Europe. From the incident that happened long before, when our people were journeying out from Africa to come into the Western Hemisphere, a connection was made. And those folks were going to go away and begin to breed up and have what you see here today. White people, homosexuals. And that's all they are about, is to be homosexual. That's their culture. So that's what happened, why in Palestine they came and dominate us because of their bad blood disease. We have all kind of disease, okay? And we don't know much at all, if any, about the Elohim and their handiwork that they have done. I mean, how can we look away from the things that have been created on the planet, on the earth, that you can't make anything to say human being make these things. What about the four rivers? I mean, even the way that they try to write that and represent that in the Bible, they don't really say no human being make it. The four rivers, these white people are telling us it is their God in the Bible, and that is the God we are supposed to serve. Far from the east is from the west. Nothing is true about what they're saying about the Christian Bible and a God. A God who begot a son. Now, it's the worst abominable thing that anybody could think about. A God who is a spirit God from eternity, that God begot a son, and no woman is involved. As long as you read the Bible and about God, God don't have no woman, but he begot a son. Now, if that God that we're reading about and his son Jesus are not two homosexual characters, well, you tell me. The only thing else that anybody can say that will silence anybody who believes, not somebody who is reading and have knowledge, who would think that, but of all the creatures that God created, make them male and female, and you read it in the Bible, God make Adam and Eve male and female. But God, Son, Jesus, and whoever else God, the Bible said God made, there is no woman involved in none of the creation. You think about that. You think about that. That why would God, who make everything after this similitude of life, why? And he's making us in his image and likeness too, you know, in the Christian Bible. God is making Adam and Eve in his likeness, and yet still he make it up with man, with man and female and male. So how the heck God don't make him and him son to be make them to be of the same law of life? No, God, them say in the Bible, him just begot. They use the word begot, you know. They use a wrong word to say Jesus is a begotten son, not on earth, but in heaven, because Jesus didn't begin life on earth according to the Bible. He began life before the heavens were formed. So these kinds of horrible confusion in language, this is like we are caught up into these white people thinking that created the Tower of Babel. And that's where we are. They write all kind of different foolishness in the Bible, and we believe it because our brain is no longer functioning to understand civilized thought. You see what I mean? If we get an illumination, we would find out. Well, I get some illumination. I start to read and find out where danger is. I find out when something just don't make no sense. And if somebody is going to tell you that, well, in the Bible, it says your mind must be unnatural. That's new, because there, according to the our nature of civilization, you cannot function that kind of way. You see? So once you are enlightened and begin to understand the way civilization is set up, it cannot be like when these primates, hominids, were in Africa and only can make stone tools. That's all they could make. And when they leave Africa and go up into Europe, that's all they could do. So how did they come to talk if they didn't get our blood? And we have a trail that they have been following us. These white people have been following us. And if you notice in history, when we came into the Western Hemisphere, they now can read and write and stuff like that from us. They follow us and became elevated. And then this whole bunch of foolishness came about by them. It's a whole lot in history to know as to why we today don't know anything about our king ruling and our calendar and all of these things that the gods themselves provide for us. And these white people come and mess us up and want all of us to turn homosexual. That's what this is all about. That's what Christianity is all about, is homosexuality. Because they learned that from their encounter with our people, where they get our blood. And they start to make up a culture, a sodomite culture. You see? And you see the confusion that it's spread all over the world right now? That you see, can men turning over themselves to honest sexual pleasure? Did we read about any of this kind of problem 200,000 years ago? No, I don't. And even when we come and live out this next 100,000 years, we never read that African people are homosexual or have their tendencies. We never read that. And as you can see, these white people are smart. They didn't make their homosexual habit known earlier on. When they saw that their disease affected our brain to such a degree, they realized that we become psychologically blind to the things that, you know, they could do to keep us from being a stumbling block to what they realize they can do to have dominion over us. We can't govern ourselves. So they walk right in, evade, and conquer. That's what they do. And that's where we are today. Now, if we find out right now what they do and change immediately, you wouldn't see them tomorrow morning. You wouldn't see them. You wouldn't see these white people. They say everything in front of us, and they find out that everything is okay with us, with it, with those things. Because we become converted and become a new creature. That's what they say. In Jesus, you're a new creature. It's not a, when they say new creature, they don't mean new creature, you know. They mean you become their creature. Homosexuals. Jesus don't have any wife in the Bible. Once they said Jesus came to earth, and you see the way they put it, is that Gabriel brought Jesus down from heaven. Yeah, he brought Jesus down from heaven and inseminate, you know, I mean, Gabriel, anybody ever know Gabriel? You want to read it in the Bible that Gabriel is a angel of God. You know what I mean? None of that is true. At the rate that they make us believe what they are writing in the Bible, as nauseous as those things are, they take our character and make it theirs. Because what? Europeans don't have any civilization at all. Until this day, they still don't have any civilization. And when they go up into Europe, they went up into Europe a stone tool maker and light a fire. There was nothing else. These folks, they were basically like Adam and Eve that they wrote about in the Bible. They were writing about themselves when they're talking about Adam and Eve in a garden. You see what I mean? And when they talk about the serpent talking to the woman, nothing don't go like that. Nothing don't go like that. So they realized that they could write all these old bunch of garbage and make all kind of demands and make everything that they learn about what the gods did and taught us, they take it on for themselves. You see? And go aside with it and go, you know, make their own set of rules and laws too. And you remember how many of different people they killed along the way because, you know, if they want to dictate what is in the sky and how things work, that's what they want. And they keep up this whole bunch of nonsense. And because of our mental disability, we were not able to argue or to define anything. So they now have all the control over what we think until everything they want, they get. They do the same thing in Europe, where the people who run government can't run government anymore. 54 or so countries in Africa, none of them don't run no kingship government that the gods give us by succession to rule. We don't have anything. You see what I mean? We don't have anything. And when you look at it today, if you're seeing things, you feel so sad. Because not until we will read the prehistory and see that we have civilized foundation, that these white people have to be skirmishing. And they are using our civilization to further their own thing. Only because they know we don't understand what they're doing. But only if we knew, they would be kicked out long time ago. You see what I mean? But now they are able to say AD Anno Domini and Christmas and Easter and all this kind of stuff. But no, We are polytheistic people. We are creation of the gods. And we never hear of anything bothering us before 100,000 years ago. Okay? So, what bothers me is the period of time where we are affected and we do not know. Truly, like I say, from age 7, I'm in the church, and everywhere there is church. Look, if we really become illuminated and know the truth, now it's going to happen, and it begins to happen. These folks, they are homosexuals, and their aim and objective is that since they are able to use their disease to dumb us down, go all the way with it when we will never be able to raise a finger against them. As I see it, that is the problem, because we don't know. If we know, we will resolve all of our problems, because they would not be out of themselves to talk about they have any government, because they don't have no government. Right now, they are able to kill all the African people if they want. Because what? Only them have a place that is called a prison or a jailhouse. They're the ones who make one run into up. And we, you know, they are controlling us. I mean, when, if you knew when they are trying to take you into custody or something like that, if you knew what to say, they would have left you alone. But because we don't know what to say, then they all you in there, and you will be lucky if you come out alive. You see, so by us knowing that the first government on earth is by the kings, given to them by the Elohim, the gods who provide everything on the earth for us, and these people come along and mess around with us and find out that, okay, we have weakness and stuff like that, well, they begin to continue drill until here is, this is where we are, you see. They can't stand the truth at all. And right now, it's like the best of them, you see, is going downhill, because they have to do with not just us, but they have to do with the gods themselves. If you think the gods did not, does not exist and nothing is going to happen, well, they can do anything they want. But hey, if these sodomite white people, if they had anything to protect themselves from the things that the gods activate to destroy anything on earth they want, if they could use any science they know, then look, that would mean the gods above would have lost their power, and these sodomites could do anything sodomites want. All right, so the thing now is, that's not so, because you see, when a little bit of rain starts to fall, everybody got to run, go get shelter. Any little thing that the gods do, mankind have to find some way to shield themselves. I mean, as I shield themselves, I don't mean, you know, they have to seek for refuge. If they are in a house and a tornado is like, you know, I mean, tearing it apart, some of them can go underground or something like that. But, you know, enough of that is not there. Now, so long mankind don't have some kind of a shelter from what the God's going to do. They may last for a little while. But there is nothing that man can do ultimately. I mean, if you want to go under the ground, the gods are able to destroy everybody who is underground. The earthquakes and all this kind of stuff? Yeah. I am glad that I understand enough to keep me away from thing and carrying on all kind of antics and keep myself in the sphere of what will continue to keep me fed with the truth. You see what I mean? Because growing up and being terrified by all kind of foolishness, it's only when I begin to read and understand what I'm reading and realize I am not to depend on anybody to tell me. I am to seek to know myself. If you seek to know yourself, and I seek to know myself, and we understand the same thing, we will be forever yoked together forever in the everlasting truth that exists, that created us and set us here. And so there are too many things that we have to blast these white people out from our territory, because they tell us the truth, a lot of truth that they have done to us, but we're too foolish to understand what they tell us. And it is plain. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. Imagine that. Decide to write this for the African people worldwide to know that the Roman Catholic Church is a demonic evil thing. But you will hear some of us say we are Roman Catholic. So it is to the degree that we are blind. My friends, I would have more things to say, but I think I have to speed on to the next thing here and see how much I can tell you about this next portion. The civilization, unforgettable house of human life, Elohim Inki God invented. Right? The civilization that is unforgettable, house of human life, the Elohim Enki God invented. They came with the intelligence, the civilization. They brought it and brought all their workers and everything to come here and do all these things. It's just for us to just get to know that these things are true, and there is nothing else on the planet true but what I am saying here. Only in the Elohim God's science creation, it's done. That's it. To the house of life, Enki led them in strong, yes, in strong Kate. There, no, it's I think it's cages. It says the house of life, Enki led them in strong cages. Yeah, in strong cages, there were some of the beings, right? In strong cages, there were some of the beings. This is talking about the beginning of you when they were creating the human being in South Africa. So it is telling you that this is a part of what happened in the process of creating the beings to work. At the site of Enki and the others, they jumped up with fists on the cage bars. They were beating. This is the very early part of the beings that they had to use their blood to create us. They were grunting and snorting. No words were they, no words. Yes. No words were they speaking. Male and female, they are. Enki was saying, malehood and femalehood, they have, like us from Nibiru coming. They are procreating. Nen Grishida, my son, their fashioning essence has tested, akin to ours. It is like two serpents. It is entwined when therewith our life essence shall be combined. Our mark upon them shall be a primitive worker. Primitive worker shall be created. Our command will be understand. Our tools he will handle. The oil in the excavation he shall the toil in the excavation he shall perform to the Anunnaki in the Abzu relief shall come, right? Because they have to remove those who had rebelled and bring in new the human being who were created and fit to take over that job. So was Enki with the enthusiasm saying, with excitement, his words came forth. Enlil, at the words, was hesitating. The matter is one of great importance on our planet. Slavery has long ago been abolished. Tools are the slaves, not other beings. A new creature before and non-existing, you wish to bring into being. creation in the hands of the Father of all beginning. Along is held. Alone is held. So was Enki in opposing, saying, stern was his words. Enki to his brother responded, not slaves, but helpers is my plan. The being already exists, Ninma was saying, to give more ability to the plan. Not a new creature, but one existing more in our what this word is. Wait a minute. No, what this is. G-E-N-A-D. Yeah, it says, not a new creature, but one existing more in our Okay, I think I figured this out now. One in our imagine made. All right, so this seems to be here. I have a little misspelling here. Yeah, not a new creature, but one existing more in our imagine made. Enki with persuasion said, with creation, little change it can be achieved. Only a drop of our essence is needed. So one of the brothers was not too with the plan, and the both of them are the top of the project, and so they are talking to each other, and the scientist is convincing the other one that this is the plan that is they find that is workable to get the work done that they must have done. All right, so he's saying now that with creation, little change it can be achieved. Only a drop of essence is needed, which means their blood, their DNA. All right, so I want to thank you for tuning in, and I have to go now, and yes, I know that these things may be strange to some people, but remember, it was strange to me a way back a few years ago. And the more we put our minds to the history, we will become amazed with the truth that we learn here, and that the God's coming to earth is not a fantasy. Everything is here that tells us that's what it is, not Bible. Take good care of yourself, my friend. I mean, brother Buck, Northwestern. Okay, I am glad to see you again. I mean, been having quite a bit of problem with the network and things that they've been doing, stuff like that. I think they blocked one of my shows and would not, and still have not caused it to be published. However, we are getting along. We are getting along. They are not going to stop us. So I am going to wish you a very good day and take good care, and we'll chat again. All right. Take a little tune here. Like to play. Okay, let's go.